Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everyone, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. I want to introduce you guys to a dear friend of mine, a guy I've known for quite some time. We both kind of started businesses, at least in the SaaS side, pretty close to about the same time. So let me introduce you to my dear friend, Mr. Mark Thompson. He's the CEO and co-founder of Pay Kickstart. Hey, bud.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave. I appreciate it.
This is going to be a lot of fun, Mark. It's been fun just seeing your guys' business grow. I know we were just offline kind of talking about some of the aspects that impact a lot of these online businesses, especially those who are really trying to go after a membership or continuity type of income.
Yep.
So I'd like to kind of dive in real quick and tell people briefly here, what exactly is Pay Kickstart and how is it different than the others out there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we're an online shopping cart and affiliate management solution. So we primarily focus on working with digital sellers. So primarily in the subscription or recurring billing model. So maybe you have a membership site or you're a SaaS company or you're selling a piece of software or anything digital. That's really our sweet spot. We're not a Shopify or a Magento. So if you're looking for more of a traditional e-commerce platform where you're selling hundreds or even thousands of products with add to cart functionality, that's not really what we do. We primarily focus with digital sellers with a recurring billing model.
I love it. And this is, for those of you guys who are listening, I think this is going to be extremely important. If you've got a business and you're trying to find a way of really creating some stability in your business, there is nothing better than having recurring revenue. And I think too often we see a lot of people when they first get started, it's just all about just selling the quick pops, quick ways of making money, but then it's always feast or famine. And so one of the things we've really loved with ClickFunnels has been the recurring model. And I think you'll find a lot of our more successful ClickFunnels clients have some sort of recurring revenue built into it. And that's really why I wanted to bring Mark on, is talk to you about when you do have this type of a revenue, how does it basically provide stability to your company? But more important than that is, how do you then scale that type of stuff? And we're going to talk today about dunning, what the heck dunning is and why that's important to you. How do you impact churn? What different types of churn there is? So as you guys listen to this, I want to make sure you understand, if you don't currently have a membership platform, I want you to kind of think about different ways you could add some sort of continuity income to it. If you currently have one, a lot of stuff Mark and I are going to talk about here will really kind of help you understand the scaling of that. So with that, Mark, let's kind of first of all talk about, you've been online for decades. And you and I have both had all sorts of different products. What got you interested primarily on the membership side or the recurring side of life?
Yeah. So, you know, when I first started out, I was just trying to learn how to create products and deliver them to the market. And I always found that the easiest way to sell was a one-time product, one-time price, right? Everyone's trying to build that shiny object that people want to buy. And of course, it's the easiest thing to sell and it converts really high. But what I realized was it was just a revenue stream. It wasn't an actual business, a sustainable business that I could create long-term. And so Pay Kickstart was actually developed out of necessity. So as we were building these products, we started to realize that we needed recurring revenue in our business. And so we started to, while we were selling one-time purchase products, we were building a lot of recurring on the back end of our sales funnel. And then what we realized was that all this money that we were working really hard to build recurring customers was slipping through our fingertips with something called dunning, right? Like there's a thousand different reasons why a billing or a payment will fail, right? Most of the time it's because the credit card expires, but there's dozens and dozens of reasons why it fails. And we actually didn't even have a system in place to recoup that lost revenue that really was money in the bank. And we looked between 2013 and 2015 and we lost almost $1 million in recurring revenue. And it was once we realized that, we're like, screw this, we're building our own platform. We had used all different types of shopping carts and affiliate management solutions, and not to knock anything that's out there, but a lot of them are just archaic and they don't keep up with the times. And so we built our own platform just out of necessity, and we used it as an internal tool. And then we started to see other people having the same issues as us. And we decided, you know, 4 or 5 years ago that we were going to turn this into, our baby, our bread and butter. And we started to let vendors start to use the platform and be able to leverage all the tools and functionality that we built into it.
I love that. So let's kind of talk real quick here about churn. Sure. When you take a look at churn, first of all, if you have a membership site, what we find typically is it's about a 3.5 to 4 month is kind of the longevity of most people. They'll either leave within about 3.5 or 4 months, or otherwise they just stick. And so the idea here is, how do you get an additional month, or how do you get an extra 2 months out of every single client? Because that's free money. It doesn't cost you anything else to serve them. And so when you look at churn basically is those people who are leaving your platform, and they leave for one of two reasons. One is going to be voluntary churn, where they select to leave. The other one is what we refer to as involuntary churn, where they didn't select to leave. They didn't choose to leave. Their payments just didn't go through. And that's kind of what you're referring to as far as dunning. So if you don't mind, kind of expand a little more, what exactly is dunning and how does it work?
Yeah. So before I answer that question, I think it's really important for people to understand, if you want to scale a recurring business, you have to minimize churn at all costs, right? Because especially if you're paying for customers, your ROI is everything. If you can invest $1 and make $2, that allows you to scale. And if you keep churning 10, 20, 30% of your customer base, most people think they have a traffic problem, but if you can just hang on to those customers, that's so important. So dunning is really just trying to recoup failed billing, failed payments, right? And so there's something called pre-dunning. So we'll kind of start at the very beginning, which is people that, their credit card is about to expire. These are what are called at-risk customers. And so it's really just trying to take a look back and be like, okay, which of these customers that are on a recurring subscription, which ones have the likelihood of canceling or a failed payment? And so sending out a customer reminder saying, hey, your credit card is about to expire. No worries. Click on this link. You can go and update it. And then, kind of the dunning sequence is once a payment has failed. And as I mentioned, there could be a dozen reasons why, their credit limit has reached. They had to cancel their card for something else. And so it's just reaching out to them and saying, hey, go and update your billing details so you don't lose access. And there's lots of different ways to recoup that. It can be through an automated email sequence. It can be done through inside of your actual application when they go to log in. It can give them a little notification. You can even do SMS notifications as well. So there's lots of different ways that you can utilize dunning to recoup that lost revenue.
I love it. I appreciate you mentioning that. As far as when you look at ROI, typically we always talk as far as this concept is, what's our cost to acquire a customer, or CAC, and then right. What's your ACV, your average cart value? And usually if we can get to a situation where we can, if you can basically acquire a customer for maybe a month's worth or a month and a half, and you then keep them for two months or 3 months, obviously you've got a 200-300% ROI. Realize every single month though is free money. And so if I can get them from 3 months to 4 months or from 4 to 5, I'm recouping free money. And I think that's the biggest problem most people have on a continuity aspect is, take for example, for us, I know Mark, we have about, if you take a look at our churn usually, we had our lowest churn this last month. We were super excited about was 8.9%. Let's just assume if it was 10%, about a third of that right now is people who have involuntary churn, people whose credit cards didn't, for some reason, it processed. They didn't leave. They just over their limit, all that kind of stuff. I know we've used things like Stripe and Retain with ProfitWell, but tell me some of the other stuff that you've seen that's successful in helping retain those customers.
Yeah, so all the things that we discussed was more for involuntary churn. For voluntary churn, people who just cancel because there's one reason or another, you need to understand, why are they canceling, right? Is it something that's wrong with the product? Like that you needed a new feature, or was it the customer service was poor? Was the pricing too high? You need an automated way to capture that information, because the more information you know, obviously it's going to help with the future of your company, building new features or whatever it may be, but it allows you to reach out to those people with more information. Okay, it was a pricing issue. Okay, maybe I can give them a coupon. I hate to discount, but sometimes you can give them a coupon code, or you can give them an upgraded plan for a certain amount of time. Or if it's a feature, I really needed this feature. Your product's not going to fit. Well, when that feature comes out, you can go back and say, hey, well, guess what? We have that solution for you. Love for you to come back and become a customer. So sometimes it's even after the fact, but you need to have that system in place to truly understand who your target audience is and why it is that they left.
So what are some of the things that you guys are doing within your system to be able to facilitate that?
Yeah, so Yeah. So we have automated surveys. So what you can do is you can select the product. You can say when you want it to go out and obviously what questions you want to ask in the survey. And then when somebody refunds or somebody cancels, you can send out that automated survey and you can collect that and you'd be able to see a list of all the reasons that people left. The other thing that we do is we have built-in demographics. So you can learn more about who your target audience is by just kind of observing, okay, what sex are they? What interests do they have? What locations? Just what their purchase behaviors are. So we build out a demographic profile of each customer. And then you could actually look at it as a high level of each of the different products that you have, which is going to help you in every aspect of your business, whether it's, you know, paid acquisition or just any type of targeting or messaging on your website. So those two things have been really helpful.
That's awesome. So on building out that customer profile, and it's one of the things we always talk about is you have to know your avatar. And I think too often people think everybody's my avatar. And the more narrow niche you can get as far as that avatar, what are some of the things you're doing right now to help identify or help your clients identify their best avatars? Are you using stuff from the credit card? Is it more the survey? What are the tools and resources you find that work the best?
Yeah, it's more of what I just mentioned. It's more of the surveys and the demographics. So we can give them all of that information about their age, sex, location, interests, even down to the point where you can, if they have social media links, you can go and visit their Facebook, their LinkedIn profiles, just to learn more about them. And something that you can do is see like, okay, well, who are my highest value clients? Or who are the ones that are paying me the most? I can go and focus on those customers, look at their demographics and look for similarities. And those are the people that you want to go after.
So does Pay Kickstart automate that, or are there things that the person basically on the platform needs to go put in their own information to put out the surveys? Are you giving them the tools or are you actually giving them the end result?
We give them both. So we can automate everything. We actually have templates that they can utilize. So if they want to do an NPS score or if they want to do a cancellation feedback, we have, I believe there's about 10 different templates that they can use and they can put those and they'll just run on autopilot. So when someone cancels, it drips out whenever you set it and we capture that information and we display it to you. The demographic information that's automatically populated for each customer. You can go in there and look at all of your customers. You can see the LTV and the look at, you know, sort it by LTV. And then you can go and look at each one. And then you can kind of make assumptions or similarities for each of these different demographics.
If you don't mind, explain to people what NPS is and why that's important.
Yeah, so Net Promoter Score is what it stands for. And so really, it's very basic, but it's very powerful. So all you're doing is asking, you know, how are we doing as a company? Or how are we doing with the product? And it's usually from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the worst. And so a couple of things that we're actually doing in our business is, so you have your gung-ho people that love your product, right? That go and tell everyone about it. And those are the people that are going to give you 9s and 10s, right? And those are the people that you really want to leverage. And so one thing we're actually in the process of automating this right now is when people give you a high score like 9 or 10, we want them to go out and broadcast to the world how great your product is, right? And so people are going to Capterra and G2 and all these review sites. So we want to say, hey, thanks so much for giving us a 9 or giving us a 10. Obviously, you love the tool. Well, if you don't mind, spend 10 minutes or 5 minutes and go over to the review site and leave us a positive review. It would really help us out, right? And then you have kind of the people in the middle. You have the people, the 5s, the 6s, the 7s. You know, they like your product. It does what it's supposed to do, but they're not gung-ho. They're not going to go tell their neighbor about it and say, hey, start using this tool, right? So those types of people, we want to send a different message to. We want to say, okay, hey, you know, you gave us a 6. That's great. Awesome. Okay. You love us for certain things, but what are the things that we can improve on? Right. And learn from those things and say, well, hey, you know, maybe it's just an education issue, right? Maybe they need to learn. Well, we actually have this feature. Here's some knowledge base articles on how you go about using it. And then you have the detractors or the people who are giving you 1s, 2s, 3s. Those are the people that are going to churn really high, right? These are the people that something was wrong, right? And you need to find out what it was. Maybe it was just a bad customer service experience that they had. Find out what it was, right? Or maybe they just, the product just didn't fit their needs, right? And so one thing that we did early on was we were sending out, hey, would you mind leaving us a review on our Capterra profile to everybody. And that actually was hurting us because if you think about it, right, if you're doing it to everybody, not everybody's going to be 110% with your product. And so, you know, it was actually hurting us. We get people that would sign up as an affiliate. They weren't even using our product to sell their products. They'd be like, well, you know, I was an affiliate. I used it once just to promote someone's product and it looked okay. So like we were doing that as kind of like a mass email. But then once we started to segment it, that's really when we were able to dial it in, and it helps all facets of your business.
I love that. Are you also going out to those of you who have your nines and tens? Are you inviting them to become affiliates as well? Or are you just leaving them?
Yeah, we do that as well. We have like a kind of like a power user email sequence that just so they can, because those are the people that are using our platform, but just even so they can explore it more, just teaching them about other advanced features. But we're definitely saying, hey, you know, you can be affiliates, go and, you know, earn 30% commissions for life. So
fantastic. On the people who are basically on your lower spectrum, are you guys using those for from a customer service standpoint? Is it there an outreach aside from email by like phone or anything else to see what you can do, or what do you do with those?
Yeah, so there's a few things that we'll do. So we'll reach out to them via email first. If we don't get a response, and sometimes you know people are really put off, especially if they're giving you ones or twos, they don't want to talk to you, but they have an opinion, right? They're going to go and talk about you somewhere else. So it's really important not to give up on those people. And so sometimes, you know, with the demographic information that we get, we can easily find them on Facebook. We can easily find them on LinkedIn. We can take their email address and pop it into Skype and see if they have a Skype ID. So we'll do whatever we can to try to, sometimes we can turn those people into nines and tens just from one conversation.
Now, I think that, I know it's one of the things we've been exploring as well, only because they're already a paying customer. So if there's something you can do to change them from not being a satisfied to wherever I can get them, if I can get them from a 2 to a 6 and then from a 6 to an 8 and then a 9, that's obviously part of the customer experience, part of the customer journey. And at least from our experience, we found if we spend the time on those customers, if they start moving up, they never leave.
Right.
Because they realize that we're investing in them, we're interested in them, we want them to hang around. Mm-hmm. What other advice do you have for people who are in the situation as far as membership or continuity, as far as building and scaling their business?
Yeah, so actually one really cool thing that we started to do, and this is actually a tool that's built into Pay Kickstart, is you can, so part of this demographic information, so you have all these customers that come in, and you know, we always talk about like expansion revenue. How do I get a customer that's paying me $100 to pay me $200 or $300 or $500, right? And so one thing that we started to do was we have all this customer information, right? We know who the customer is. We have all this demographic information. So we know what they've purchased. We know who they are. We know what they like. And so we can say, hey, if maybe you have three different tiers for your membership platform, you have the basic, professional, and premium, or whatever it is, and they're on the basic tier, right? Well, I can say, okay, well, I want to serve a Facebook ad to that specific person and try to upgrade them into our professional plan, right? And so we automate this for you. So we have all this data, and then we pass it over to a Facebook custom audience, and that those custom audiences automatically get updated on the fly. So we know I have this custom audience of all these people that have the basic plan, and then I have all these people that have the professional plan. And we can custom tailor our marketing messages to say, hey, great that you're on the basic plan, but by the way, we'd love for you to go and upgrade. You know, you're going to get one-on-one consultant time with me or whatever the benefit is. And we can start to segment each of those different customer buckets and start to get them to pay us more.
I love that. I know it's one of the things we've always looked at, especially once you already have a customer. Obviously, the more you can get from that customer, the greater their satisfaction is. Those who pay you more typically are using your content and are consuming your product more as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tell me, when you look at monthly plans versus annual recurring plans, is it something you guys have played around with or you have much data or research on?
Yeah. So there's a few things that we've tested. We've starting from the beginning, if you're doing anything with free trials, we've tried 14 days, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. The longer your trial is, the higher your churn is going to be. 99 times out of 10.
I want you to restate that because I get asked all the, because we've done the same thing. People are like, if you had a 60-day trial, you actually would get more customers.
Right. And we thought so too. We're like, oh my, and we actually did a 90-day trial. We're like, listen, you get this for 3 months and we're going to say, hey, you know, go and test it and sell as much as you want. We're not going to charge you a dime. Well, we realized it actually had the reverse effect and people were just like, you know what? I'll get to it next month or the month after that. I got plenty of time and they never come back. Right. So we'd even been toying around with just doing 7-day trials. And I've seen plenty of SaaS companies and membership sites that do that and say, hey, you got 7 days, you got a week. And guess what? You know, it turns those kind of fence sitters into, okay, I got to figure this out if I want this product or not. And so we've stuck with 14 days. And so that's worked really well for us. You can tinker around with 7, 14, 30 days. I mean, I obviously split test everything and measure everything because what works for one business may not work for another. But I will say the longer that trial goes, the more people are like, you know what? I'll get to it later. Sorry, I went off on a tangent. What was the question?
I was considering more of annual plans.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we've done monthly, we've done annual. One thing I will say is that if people are using a credit card to pay you, try to get them on a bank transfer, an ACH transfer, because those have a far less likely chance of churning or failing. So once they're, you know, and then you can do the same for monthly. If they're on a monthly plan, try to get them to upgrade to an annual and say, hey, if you upgrade to an annual, you're going to save 10% or 20%. Right. And oh, while you're doing that, go in and change your billing method to ACH. It's just much smoother that way. So those are two things that we've done. And you can automate that as well in your customer flow, your communication.
One of the things we actually were looking at this ACH thing as well. We've seen the exact same.
Yeah.
Really a big deal. When you look at annual plans, we've toyed around with, you know, pay for 10 months, you get 2 extra free. So it's a 10 for 12 type of deal or 11 for 12. What have you found that seems to work the best? Because I hate discounting the product. And yeah. So we've also looked as far as, can I add in other services, you know, get phone support or get something else? What are some of the things you've seen that worked?
Yeah. And so, I mean, if they're going to lock in for a year or even you could try 2 years or 3 years, right? I mean, play around with those things, right? If you can lock them in, that's money in the bank. So I'm okay with discounting if they're willing to commit to a longer term. But like you said, right, there's expansion revenue there. And so trying to get them to upgrade or add on services, right? So try to figure out ways that you can build in add-ons to get them to upgrade to higher plans. One thing that we're doing right now is we're working on becoming our own payment processor. So right now we integrate with Stripe and Authorize.net and Braintree. But one thing we're going to be doing is becoming our own processor, and we can offer lower fees than those companies while still making a profit off of it. And that's a great way to get expansion revenue. So the longer that they're staying with us, we're making money elsewhere in other ways. So figure out other ways in your business that you can do that.
Oh man, I love that. Oh, Mark, you got such great ideas. If people want to reach out and find out more about it, what's the easiest way to reach out to you?
Yeah, so you can obviously go to paykickstart.com. You can do a free trial. We have a Facebook group that's very active. So if you go to Facebook and just type in Pay Kickstart, you can join the group. We'll add you and I'm in there. A bunch of our tech team is in there. Our customer support team is there. We also have 24/7 live chat on our website. So our guys are great. They're there to answer any questions. But yeah, the Facebook group is probably the fastest way to get me directly. And I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you have.
Awesome. Well, Mark, as we get ready to wrap things up, anything else you want to let our ClickFunnels audience know?
Well, for one, I love ClickFunnels. We use it all the time. And actually we have a lot of ClickFunnels users that use Pay Kickstart as well. And one really cool thing that we found that ClickFunnels users specifically like is the ability to embed one of our checkout widgets onto any of the pages that you build with ClickFunnels. So if you're interested, you know, obviously, you know, there's some really good synergy between the two platforms. And hopefully, I was just talking to Dave before, hopefully we can work out some sort of a formal partnership or some sort of even I'll be happy to offer discounts to the ClickFunnels team just because we love Dave, we love Russell, we love the entire platform. We're in there on a daily basis as well, building all of our landing pages and sales pages. So you guys are in good hands with ClickFunnels, and I'm just happy to come to be here and offer value.
Well, Mark, again, appreciate it a ton. I look forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.